W-H-C-O, that's Sparta, means W-H-C-O.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0,
it's W-H-C-O. We love to have you with us, we want you all to know. You're welcome on W-H-C-O, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. I'm going to be talking today with Sherry from the Randolph County Circuit Clerk's Office. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
You good?
I think last time we talked, it was still cold outside, so we'll...
It was, and summer, I think, has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good to be back with you. I hope everybody is... doing well. I know we've been through some really crazy things the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do believe that summer's hit and we're in for the long haul.
So just briefly, what are we going to kind of go over today?
Well, I would just like to tell the people what we've done to get through this COVID crisis with the court system, things that are still in place that we're trying to do as we try to work through the this, but still provide the service that everybody is entitled to and deserves. Things are a little bit different, quite a bit different, actually, but we're getting the job done.
So.
When it first came about, we decided as a whole, the entire county, we courthouse decided to kind of work half staff, bring the staff in, half the staff in 1 week and the other part in the following week to try to keep some distance and make sure that we weren't spreading or coming in more in contact. It just gave us less opportunity to be in contact with, you know, the possible virus. I did work throughout that entire time, and I still am working, of course, but I was basically the common denominator of all of that. And, you know, we did, I'm very proud of my staff. We did provide the services that were essential and tried to make everybody provide the service that they needed. We did it a lot differently, and we're still doing it a lot differently.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting, like I said, we're getting the job done.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and throw a break in here. Okay. And then we'll be back and talk some more with Sherry Johnson from the Randolph County Circuit Clerk's Office. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. And this is The People Speak, and we're talking with Sherry Johnson, the Randolph County Circuit Clerk. And as you mentioned, a lot of things being done differently right now in the office. But
that's right.
Still going forward.
Still going forward. We are allowing one person per office into the building. Expect that when you come in to be, the security will be taking your temperature. You will be asked to wear a mask, and you'll have to sanitize your hands when you before you enter the courthouse. So if you have business in any of the offices, they're allowing one person at a time in the offices. And as far as the court system, we are doing 5 criminal cases in the morning, 5 in the afternoon. There have been days that we've done a few more, but we're making sure that they are socially distanced. Traffic court has been quite an experience. The first couple traffic courts that we've had in June were in the courtroom, and we were doing one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite tedious. So we've had the idea of holding traffic court outside. So behind the courthouse on Mondays and Thursdays during traffic court, because there's always a big docket, they've been setting up outside, and that's been working very well. I want to back up a little bit as far as my office goes. We got hit really hard, really fast. We had full dockets scheduled, of course, you know, January, February. We're setting things March, April, May, June, July. So very quickly, we had to continue entire dockets. So we continued the entire docket from April. We moved it to May. Well, time got closer. This thing hadn't gone away or subsided, so we had to continue the entire dockets from May to June. So we've been really busy. But during the month of May, we did start back with the criminal docket. We knew we had to do something to kind of catch up on this because it was getting really, really behind. Cases were being continued out far, far, and you don't know what's going to happen in the near future. But so we, every day in May, we handled criminal cases, and we were able to get through every pending criminal case that was that we have in the court system right now, which was awesome. I'll tell you, the state's attorney's office worked so incredibly hard. My office worked incredibly hard, and we made it work because we are here for you. We want to keep the court system going, and anything that, you know, we just strive to do our job. We're essential workers. We have to do that. So we did what was necessary to get it done. And I'm very proud of that. But then the month of June, we June 4th, we've opened up the court system, opened up the courthouse to, like I said earlier, the one person per office, and told you a little bit about how we're doing the docket. But all throughout this entire time, any cases of an emergency nature, such as orders of protection and things like that, we've done those. We've made sure that the people that needed absolute immediate help from the courts, that they were able to get that. And, you know, it's a stressful time for everybody. I hate to say that our numbers and orders of protection did go up. You know, people are under a tremendous amount of stress, whether it's economical stress, whether it's social distress. I mean, we, like you and I were talking earlier, we're social people. We need to be able to touch people, talk to people, and this has just been incredibly difficult for everyone.
It's still difficult for me whenever, you know, you've talked to someone and you're getting ready to leave, to just walk away, because then it feels rude, you know, like, oh, I'm being, you know, because normally you'd shake their hand, or,
right,
you know, or
give them a pat, yeah, shake their hand, something. I'm known to be a hugger, and that has been very, you know, I can't do it, and it's hard. While we were alternating weeks with the employees, though, I was able to gather up some equipment that we had already, like in our law library, on the judges' benches, and on our counter laptops. And our IT guy, working with him, we were able to set up the equipment so when the girls were off work and working out, you know, they could do some work out of their home. They couldn't do everything, obviously, that you can do in the office. Not even half, but it was something. It allowed them to know what was still going on when they were to return the following week. And since we're e-filing, and I've talked a lot about that in the past, my civil clerks were able to do a lot more work from home because Peter set up a very, he's the RIT guy, and he's very smart. So he was able to set it up where they could access their desktops from the office from home. So that helped so much, and it kept our heads above water a little bit. Just went above and beyond, you know, during this time to make sure that people were able to get the services that they need. I got to tell you, our security down at the courthouse at the front doors has been amazing. They have gone above and beyond. They, you know, someone would show up at the door, which we had business every day. Mm-hmm. They would call up to the office and tell us that somebody was down here and what they needed. And I would run down, or if I wasn't available, somebody else. I tried to do that because I wanted to limit the staff's exposure to anything. But if there were two of them on site and one was available, they would bring up the money. People came in and paid their fines. They paid, were able to file things. Like I said, orders of protection were up. So we did a number of those throughout this time. And the bailiffs were outstanding and are still outstanding. Like I said, they've made this work as smoothly as it has. We've all worked together, and that's what it takes, is teamwork.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll slip in that other break here.
Okay.
And we will come back and talk some more with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk, here on The People Speak today. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. We've got about 6 minutes left on program, talking with Sherry Johnson, the Randolph County Circuit Clerk. We've been talking about how things have had to be kind of modified, and the court system is one of those things that has to continue regardless. I mean, you've got to figure out a way to keep it going, because the way the Constitution guarantees people a right to, you know, trial, they guarantee a right to just and, you know, and judicial
That's right. It's statutorily, people have that right, and they deserve to have that right. I talked a lot about the criminal docket and the traffic docket, but we've opened up for the civil cases as well, and we're doing those a little differently as well, quite uniquely. We've been doing a lot of hearings by video conferencing. Every Wednesday, we go out to the Chester Mental Health Center and provide hearings to the patients that are involuntary or that need medication. So we normally go out there. It's just easier for the staff to go out there than to bring the patients into the courthouse. So what we've been doing with that is video conferencing. And that's, I don't know if that's something that we will continue for the future, or but it's worked out really quite well. One of the judges has had a bench trial by Zoom, and I've attended a couple of meetings with Zoom, and it's really pretty neat.
Yeah, I said we've all learned a lot. I mean, I'd never heard of Zoom before this, and now it's...
Neither have I. My grandkids are in school, and the first time I heard of Zoom was through that. That's how they were getting their school assignments and working on them and turning them back in. But it's and I'm not super IT literal, but I can do Zoom.
Yeah, I'm thinking we've always done our basketball broadcasts through Skype, but I'm thinking I've got Zoom downloaded on here, and I'm thinking we might give that a try and see if that works a little better than Skype, you know.
Yeah, and I've never Skyped, so I couldn't tell you which works better, but I can tell you Zoom I could do. But yeah, so and the judge actually he had no problem doing the trial. Everything was able to be produced, and witnesses were able to be called, and both, you know, all parties obviously have to have the internet and computer accessible, but it worked out really good for those purposes.
Right. So it's just a little different. I mean, it takes adjustment.
You know, you think, oh, it's going to be so different, so hard, and then once you finally do it, you realize that the process is the same. It's just delivered a little differently. Sure. We are having a jury trial starting June 22nd. And I want everybody to know that we are taking every precaution possible. I want you to feel safe coming into the courthouse. Like I said earlier, temperatures will be taken. Masks will be provided if you don't have them. You can also wear your own mask, the sanitizing. And we've got our cleaning lady has been just exceptional as well. I talked about the security earlier, but she has been cleaning. Somebody leaves a spot, she's on it. She's cleaning it. But we are going to distance the jurors out in the audience area. We've got a plan, and I want you not to worry when you come in to do your jury service. I just want you to feel safe coming in and know that we're doing everything we can to keep things safe and clean and sanitized.
Right. You know, we're slowly moving back to a little bit more normal, but yet it's going to be like this for a while till at least, as they say, we get a vaccine or something that where we can control it a little more.
Right. I think a lot of things are going to go back to normal. But I also think that some of these changes that we've made are probably good changes as far as the sanitizing and washing your hands and things like that. But I think as long as we do those things and just be
humans are
aware.
Right. Humans tend to get locked into a pattern of doing things, and it takes something to really shake it up before they make changes, you know. And
that's true. I'm a creature of habit, and I think nature, we all are to an extent, but you're right. There's going to be new normals, and they will become everyday things for us, just like, you know, the things we did before. But I really, we are opening back up. We're trying to do it as normal as possible. And I want you to know if you need anything from my office, you can visit or you can call, first of all, which is the telephone number is 618-826-5000, extension 194. And you can ask for Sherry Johnson or anybody that handles a specific type of caseload. You can also reach us by email, which is circuitclerk@randolphco.org. And you can make any requests or comments there. And you can go on my website, which is at www.randolphco.org. You'll click on elected officials, circuit clerk, and there you can find many forms that you might need for filing a case. There are some instructions on there. There are instructions on websites to get forms that we may not have on our website, as well as the link to how to e-file, which is mandatory now in all civil cases. But if you struggle with any of those things, don't hesitate to call. Someone will be more than happy to help you. And if I'm there, I am more than happy to help guide you through the system.
All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Jerry, nice. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Jeff, so much. I hope everybody stays safe and well.
And you as well.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
That'll wrap things up here on The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.